Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a million days and a million nights. Oh, I still remember how your love changed my life. Not enough words in my vocabulary to express how I feel. And I still pinch myself just to see if it's clear that a man ain't supposed to cry. But I'll put my pride aside. Let these tears fall from my eyes. I'm so happy you're still in my life.
I love him, how I love Jesus. That's an oldie, but Zacardi Cortez made it into the 21st century version of the song, Oh, How I Love Jesus. Do you remember when we used to sing that song? Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. That was a great song coming up in Sunday school. We would all sing that, but Zacardi put the remix on that thing. Hey, welcome everybody. Welcome. Welcome to a live broadcast of God's Word to Man. I am Brother Manny, and today is Monday afternoon, and we will be having our dear brother, Brother Daniel, come on and share a word with you that he received from the Lord for these end times. Okay? But before we do, I just want to alert you and let you know, again, this is God's Word to Man. We are on social media, on Facebook. If you are listening and you care to listen to other broadcasts or other content or view other content that we put out, you can go over to God's Word to Man over on Facebook, like and follow that page, and that's where you'll receive all the updates. We also have an email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S-W-O-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, @gmail.com. You can email us there with your prayer request or your question or comment, and we'll respond accordingly. So without further ado, I just want to bring on my brother, Brother Daniel Rogers. God bless you, Brother Daniel. Are you there?
Yes, praise the Lord.
God bless you, brother. Praise God. Happy to have you back on the broadcast. Of course, this is your broadcast, so whatever you'd like to do, you're free to do. I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to you, okay?
Okay, thank you, Brother Emmanuel. I'm thankful for this opportunity to share the Word of God and the things the Lord has revealed by His grace and mercy to little old Daniel. I won't give my whole testimony or anything, but I just want the folks to know that what I share, I didn't learn in Bible college, although I went to a couple of them. They teach a mixture of some truth and tradition. But what I want to share, I got directly by divine revelation from the Lord Jesus himself. I died and went to heaven, but that's another story. Okay. What I felt on my heart to share is Revelations, the 13th chapter, about the two beasts and about the Antichrist, and which is to come. Now, I'm just going to read it, okay? And I'm going to start right here at the very first verse out of the New King James. There's only two, by the way, only two translations to be trusted. That's the King James and the New King James, which solves some of the old English problems of the old King James. It has about 500 words that we don't use anymore, lost their meaning over the centuries. But they're the only two can be trusted. All the others leave out, on average, about 250 words, phrases, verses, so they're not to be trusted. But anyway, this is what God says. Revelation 13, first verse. Then I stood on the sand of the sea. That means I saw the people of the world. And I saw a beast rising up out of the sea. That's the people of the world, the sea represents, having seven heads and ten horns. And on his horns, ten crowns, and on his heads, a blasphemous name. Notice the blasphemy. There's only one political entity in the history of planet Earth that is atheistic, and that's communism. Now, the beast which I saw, beast represents in prophetically a political or governmental entity. Beast which I saw was like a leopard, his feet were like the feet of a bear, mouth like the mouth of a lion, and the dragon gave him his power, his throne, and his great authority. The dragon, of course, is the devil. And I saw one of the heads as it had been mortally wounded, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world marveled and followed the beast. Communism, which the doctrine of the political party known as communism, the doctrine of it is socialism, and it's infected the whole world more or less. So they worship the dragon and who gave authority to the beast, and they worship the beast, saying, who is like the beast? Who is able to make war with him? That's one of the first clues or indications that what the beast is. For instance, let me illustrate. When the Vietnam War was going on and Russia was supplying with munitions and war supplies, well, they said we should attack the ships that are bringing in the help and munitions to North Vietnam. But they said, no, we can't do that. We might cause them to get mad and attack us. We can't make war with the beast, the communist, Russia, and China. So they worshiped the dragon, who gave authority to the beast, and they worshiped the beast, saying, who is able to make war with him? And he was given a mouth, speaking great things. Well, great things is another indication. When Russia was in full power for over 70 years, they taught all their students that they did all the great things. They invented the telephone. They invented television. They invented everything. They did all the great things that they didn't do, but they claimed they did, speaking great things and blasphemies. There's that blasphemies again. And he was given authority to continue 42 months. Now, sometimes 42 months in the Bible means actual 3.5 years. Other times it means a prophetically amount of time that has a beginning and an end. And that's what it is in this case. Then he opened his mouth in blasphemy. Notice this, continually emphasizing blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and those who dwell in heaven. When they sent up the first Sputnik, the first vehicle that orbited Earth, why they wrote and had people in it later, then they said, well, we didn't see God up there in heaven, and they blasphemed, spoke against God. It was granted to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. Who has killed millions of good people and Christians all everywhere they're in power? Communists have. They don't get in the news because the news is on their side. They all believe in socialism. That's why they hate President Trump. He's not a socialist. He's not perfect. He may say and do some things he shouldn't, but he's helping America. And but the communists overcome and kill Christians. And authority was given him over every tribe, tongue, and nation. Think about that. All who dwell on the earth will worship him whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Of course, that's Jesus. If anyone has an ear, let him hear. He who leads into captivity shall go into captivity. He who kills with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and faith of the saints. The law of God cannot be broken. And what people reap, sow, they reap. And communism will reap it. And they've killed with a sword, talking about war. And Stalin, the premier leader of communism, in his rise to power, killed 30 million of his own people. And they've fostered war all over in different countries, and communism has influenced and took over China and Vietnam, North Korea, Cuba, and all over the world. They have great, great influence. And I saw another beast. Now, here, this beast of communism is already here. But now the second beast is not here yet. I saw another beast. This is the second beast coming up out of the earth. And he had two horns like a lamb. It'll have a religious aspect. And he spake like a dragon. But you see, it doesn't talk about blasphemy. He, like a lamb, that has a religious, he'll make peace, and he'll be a great man of peace, like a lamb. And he exercised all the authority of the first beast, and in his presence, and causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast. He will praise communism, whose deadly wound was healed. Well, there's two aspects to that deadly wound being healed of that first beast. The Second World War wounded Russia and communism, but it recovered with the help of people in America that supported it. And we sent them billions of dollars, and it did it even not too long ago when they financially collapsed because they spend all their money instead of building their infrastructure and helping their people, they spend it on war material. So we sent them billions to bail them out. And foolishly, of course, and his deadly wound was healed. He performed great signs, the second beast, which is led by the Antichrist, so that he even makes fire come down from heaven. He has great power from Satan, the Antichrist does, on the earth in the sight of men. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. And he was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. This is in the near future. This reason we're talking about, this reason we're explaining this prophecy to you, because it's in the near future. It isn't going to be 100 years or 50 years or 40 years or a long time out in the future. It's in the process of being fulfilled, the foundation, the groundwork for it, even as we speak. He was granted power to give breath to the beast and cause the people would not worship to be killed. He caused all, listen at this now, this is the Lord's word of the Lord. God doesn't lie. His Bible doesn't lie. He causes all, listen at that, all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads. And that's literally going to be fulfilled. Of course, it has a symbolic meaning of the mind and their deeds, what they do, their right hand and their forehead, their mind, and so that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast, either one, and the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who understands calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666, and that will literally be fulfilled. Why six? Well, because a man was created on the sixth day, and that makes it into the human realm. And then 666, you start adding evil. And then you add another six, and you got the epitome of evil. And this Antichrist, this beast, will come forth just exactly like the Bible says. And like I said, beast signifies a political or governmental entity, which is communism. And it's countries that are communistic. And we have a lot of them, don't we? Yes, I just named some of them. The China, the largest population on the face of the earth, is communist. And North Korea is a totally police state communism. And Vietnam, and now we accept them and trade with them and so on. And same thing with China. We do a lot of trading. It's hard to buy anything that isn't made in China. You know it is. You go to Walmart or somewhere, and what do you see? Made in China. And so it is. They're the second most powerful economic country on the planet. They're rivaling America. They're so economically powerful. And did you know that the factories and the companies that make the goods that we buy are owned by the military, the communist military, so that the profits go back into China's building its military, including ballistic missiles, nuclear. When I say ballistic missiles, I'm talking always about nuclear bomb missiles. There are several hundred, 300 or 400 in China, and Russia has 7,000 ballistic missiles that can reach the United States, nuclear bomb missiles. We have 585, and they're all in silos. They're sitting ducks. Russia has them on flat cars, on trains, and on big trucks that they can move around, makes them hard to hit. And Moscow is ringed with anti-ballistic missiles to shoot them down that we would fire at Moscow. And it has a tremendous underground bunkers underneath Moscow to protect all their hierarchy. But we don't have things like that. And we're talking about what is in effect at this very moment. We're not talking out in the future. It's explained plainly. Turn over with me to Jeremiah the prophet in the 25th chapter and the 15th verse. I'm turning here with it. It's kind of hard to do with one hand. And you will find these words in Jeremiah. There's a whole lot of chapters on this in the Bible and passages, and a few whole chapters. This is a passage in Jeremiah, the 25th chapter. Make sure, yeah. And this is what God says. He says, for thus saith the Lord. Now, this is the Lord talking. God of Israel said to me, take this wine cup of fury from my hand and cause all the nations to whom I send you to drink it. And they will drink and stagger and go mad because of the sword. Sword in the Bible prophetically is talking about war, because that was their main thing they used to fight with back in the old days. They didn't have guns, of course, and their main instrument was a sword. Sword, you didn't cut your steak with it. You fought wars with it, and because so it just become a common expression that everybody understood back in those days. So when you read sword, just like the word sword that I read a minute ago in Revelation 13, he takes a sword, going to perish with the sword. He's going to be killed. And I took the cup from the Lord's hand and made all the nation to drink whom the Lord sent me. Now, he started naming a lot of them, starting with Jerusalem and the cities of Judah and the kings and princes, to make them a desolation and an astonishment and a hissing and a curse as it is this day. And then he keeps on naming Pharaoh, king of Egypt. The Pharaoh, just another title, like we'd say president, but it makes it very plain. He says, Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And all mixed multitude, all the kings of the land of Uz. And then I won't take time to read it, but it goes on down verse after verse, naming the different nations, and Edom and Moab and the people of Ammon and all the kings of Tyre and the kings of Sidon and so on, and the kings of the Arabia and the kings of the mixed multitude that dwell in the desert, and all the kings of the north. He just keeps on naming them verse after verse. I'm skipping along here to save time. Far and near, one with another, and all the... Listen at this. Now, here's the key to part of this. And all the kingdoms of the world which are on the face of the earth. How many is that? Is that all of them? Of course.
All of them.
All the kingdoms of the world which are on the face of the earth. This is talking about a worldwide war. We've never really had one. They called the First World War. Actually, it was just Europe, and then we got into it. But it was mostly all just Europe. But the media named it a world war, and same thing on the Second World War. A bigger part of it, including Japan, was in on that one. But the 13 nations of South America, they weren't in on it. And most of the nations of the world. But this one will be the fulfillment, and an actual world war will be affected directly or indirectly. And indirectly, Central America, South America won't be affected. But they will indirectly. And it shall be if they refuse to take the cup of your from your hand to drink, then you shall say to them, thus saith the Lord. See, this is the Lord talking. It keeps emphasizing that. You shall certainly drink. For behold, I begin to bring calamity on the city which is called by my name. And should you be utterly unpunished, you shall not be unpunished, for I will call for a sword upon all the inhabitants of the earth. There it is, emphasizing all the people that dwell on planet Earth, says the Lord of hosts. There it is, God talking again. Therefore prophesy against them all these words and say to them, the Lord will roar from on high. He get their attention and utter his voice from his holy habitation. He will roar mightily against his fold, America, and the Christian nations. He will give a shout against all the inhabitants of the earth. See how it's emphasizing all the inhabitants of the earth? We've never had one like that. We've never had bombs dropped on America. But this time we will. A noise will come to the ends of the earth, for the Lord has a controversy with the nations. He's talking about nations, friend, neighbor. He will plead his cause with all flesh. Notice the emphasis. He will give those who are wicked to the sword, says the Lord. Now, how could that be? Well, stop and think a minute, neighbor. Listen to what the Lord says here. Listen to me. He will go the wicked. How could that be? Well, where are the abortion clinics? They're all in cities. They're not in little towns around here. My wife was a RN nurse for 38 years till she passed away. And she was a Mennonite girl, a wonderful Christian lady who belonged to the church, was baptized and testified to her faith in the Lord and his holy three books and all. And they do not have an abortion committed in any of these little towns around here in the Ozarks. The only one is Springfield, a big city, and Kansas City, St. Louis. They have them. All the big cities have them. What else is in the big cities? The drug cartel headquarters. That's what's in them. And the horrible things of the headquarters of wickedness, where is it? In the cities. They gravitate to the cities. And he said he will give those who are wicked, but the trouble to the sword, says the Lord. The Lord talking. The trouble of it is Christian people believe in a pre-tribulation rapture, which is not in the Bible. Those words are never in the Bible. They're not taught in the Bible. It's a myth made up by man to be popular, because who wants to suffer? I don't like suffering, I tell you for sure right now. And so to deceive people into going to sleep, Satan dreamed up this pre-tribulation rapture when Jesus said, plain out. Well, I can't preach on it right now, don't have time, but it's very, very, very plain all the way through the Bible. Starting with Deuteronomy 4:30, he said, when thou art in tribulation in the latter days. He said, when you're in tribulation in the latter days, God said that. And so on, all the way through the Bible. And thus says the Lord of hosts. That's the 32nd verse of this 25th chapter of Jeremiah. Behold, disaster shall go forth from nation to nation. Think about it. Thus saith the Lord. And at that day, I skip the next verse, save time. And at that day, the slain of the Lord shall be from one end of the earth even to the other end of the earth. That means clear around the world. You see, there's 28 nations have nuclear weapons. India has nuclear missiles. Pakistan has nuclear missiles, and they're always threatening to use them. And they will. They will, neighbor. That will be as the Lord has said. And at that day, the slain, he's talking about dead people. Slain mean dead people. That's plain, isn't it? And the slain shall be from one end of the earth even to the other end of the earth. They shall not be lamented or gathered or buried. They shall become refuge, or King James says dung. That's okay either way. On the ground. In other words, there'll just be too many millions. Well, you can't even bury them. And then he changes the picture a little, and he says the shepherds wail, shepherds, that's preachers, and cry, roll about in the ashes, you leaders of the flock, for the days of your slaughter and your dispersions are fulfilled. You shall fall like a precious vessel, and the shepherds will have no way to flee, nor the leaders of the flock to escape. Shepherd is translated pastors in Ephesians 4:11, same word. And the voice of the cry of the shepherds, wailing of the leaders of the flock, will be heard, for the Lord has plundered their pasture. And because they get rich and are actually have millions and millions and millions of dollars, the charismatics that preach a selfishness gospel, they will, their people that they've fleeced won't be able to fleece anymore because they'll be dead. For their land is desolate because of the fierceness of the oppressor, because of his fierce anger. There you go. Now turn over with me to Matthew 24. It's the greatest prophecy chapter by the greatest teacher, and a class by himself, of course, Jesus, gave this prophecy chapter of Matthew 24 about the end times. I'm turning to it. Here it is. And the whole chapter, again, to save time, I may skip along, but starting with the first verse, Jesus said to them, that's to the disciples, do you not see all these things? Assuredly, I say to you, not one stone shall be left on another that shall not be thrown down. Now, that was fulfilled in A.D. 70 when Titus, the Roman general, conquered Judah, including Jerusalem. And then he went up to the Mount of Olives. He sat on the Mount of Olives. The disciples came to him privately saying, tell us, when will all these things be and what will be the sign of your coming? Notice that's the subject, the sign of his coming and of the end of the age or the end of the world. They mock and say, oh, everybody's been saying it'd be the end of the world. Well, it will be the end of the world as we know it. And it literally translated end of the age, but it can also be translated end of the world. And Jesus answered, said to them, take heed that no one deceives you. I automatically quote King James as no man, but no one deceives you. Because there's female charismatics too, Joyce Myers and others. For many will come in my name, saying, "I am the Christ." They'll tell the truth. Jesus is the Christ, saying, "I am the Christ," and will deceive many because they're preaching about Jesus. So people just assume that they're telling the truth. And you will hear of wars. There you go, wars. and rumors of war. See that you're not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. We've been having wars. We've had the First World War, as I mentioned. 1917, we got into it. It started in 1914, and we had the Second World War, and we've had Korean War and the Vietnam. Now, I'm just talking about the ones that America's been involved, but there's always wars going on as we speak. As many as 40 in different countries and areas at the same time. And now, again, I don't have time, but if you'll turn over to Revelations, you'll notice the seven seals, and when they're open, in the same sequence that Jesus gives these things. So when you read about a red horse taking peace from the earth, that's war. And then Jesus mentions wars, and the seven things he mentions are the same sequence he has here in Revelation, in Matthew 24. And then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you. There are, according to the voice of the martyrs, which helps the martyrs all around the world. It's a great non-denominational organization in Oklahoma. There's 160,000 Christians are killed by communists mainly, and by fanatical Muslims every 12 months. Right now, it's going on now. They will kill you, and you'll be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And many will be offended and betray one another and will hate one another. And you can get persecuted right here in the United States for being a Christian. There's 1,200 lawsuits against Christians as we speak right now. And then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many and become lawlessness. And lawlessness, And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. Now, there's two things going on. I mention this every once in a while because it bears repetition. There are two things going on at the same time. The people of God around the world, not just America, but around the world, are getting closer to God and are being more dedicated. That's why that 160,000 are being killed. And at the same time, wickedness is getting worse, mostly here in America and Western Europe. And in the West, it's getting worse. It ain't getting better. But in other parts of the world, it's getting better. There are 40 to 50% of everybody in Honduras is evangelical, and up to 90% in Guatemala. They elected a Pentecostal president in Guatemala, and so on. And the largest church in the world is, the name of it is Seoul Full Gospel Church, is in Seoul, Korea. It has over 1 million active members, baptized active members that attend church. Think of that. 1 million. The largest church in the world is not the Vatican or the St. Peter in Rome. It's in Seoul, Korea. The same thing in Brazil and Rio de Janeiro, I think it is, or San Paulo, I forget. They have a church there, Full Gospel, that's got 250,000. And this is going on in other countries of the world. And the 14th verse, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations. Then the end shall come. It can't come till that's fulfilled. It's in the processes, like I've been telling you. Then listen at this next verse. Therefore, 14th verse of 24th chapter of Matthew. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, that's over in the old Jerusalem, Palestine, that's where the Antichrist will set up his throne, then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. People don't believe they should, so they stay in the cities. Sad, even the good people, Christian people that will go to heaven, but they can be destroyed if they don't come out from among them and be separate. Let him who is on the housetop not go down, take anything out. Let him who is in the field not go back to get his clothes. When you see that, it's all over, neighbor. When the Antichrist sets up his throne, it's too late. But woe to those who are pregnant, to those who are nursing babies in those days, and pray that your flight may not be in winter or on the Sabbath, for then there will be great tribulation. Only two times that word is used, great tribulation. And notice it says, talking to the Christians, they'd be here, and he says, pray that your flight, that's the Christian people, people of God, for there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, nor ever shall be again. It means never going to be this bad again. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh, that's no people, would be saved alive. In other words, no flesh, people. But for the elect's sake, those days would be shortened. Now, if they'd already been raptured out, why would those days need to be shortened for them? And every time the word elect is used in the New Testament, especially makes it plain, it's talking about Christians. The Old Testament is talking about the people of God, but in the New Testament, it's talking about Christians. But for the elect's sake, they're here. They're still here. Those days, what days? He just got through saying the great tribulation. Then if anyone says to you, look, here is a Christ, there or there, do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will arise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the very elect. Now, if we have to pray, neighbor, fast and pray. Does your church preach fasting and praying? Huh? Well, usually the prayer meeting is the least attended. See, I've told you beforehand, therefore, they say to you, look, he's in the desert, do not go out. Look, he's in the inner rooms, chambers, King James says. Do not believe it. Now listen, now he's going to start telling us when he's coming. For as the lightning comes from the east, that means the sun rises in the east, the light, and flashes to the west, so also shall the coming of the Son of Man be. For wherever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Now see, he's getting plain. Now listen to this 29th verse. He says when he's coming. Immediately after. Notice that word after. Immediately after the tribulation. Of those days. What days? Days he's just been talking about in this whole chapter. The sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give her light. The stars will fall from heaven, tremendous meteor showers, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with the sound of a trumpet, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from, that means the four directions, from one end of heaven to the other. There you have it, neighbor. When did he say he's coming? He couldn't have used any plainer words. He said immediately, 29th verse, I'm going to read it again. Immediately after the tribulation. You see, just the opposite of what the false prophets teach and the false doctrines, the false teachers. Why is it so bad a doctrine? Well, it lulls the Christian people, good people, and all to sleep, so they don't get ready. They don't prepare naturally. They don't prepare spiritually. They don't fast and pray so they can follow the leading of the Lord and be where the Lord would protect them. And so they will suffer with the wicked. Sad, sad, sad. But he said it, neighbor, I just can't. Time has failed me. There's so many, 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 many scriptures. The tenure, listen to this now. The tenure of the scripture of the whole Bible teaches from beginning to end that we are here during persecution and tribulation. Just the opposite of what the man-made doctrines teach. We are here, neighbor. We have to. Now, God can preserve us. Yes, God can protect us if we follow the leading of the Holy Spirit and his true servants. He's got a handful, not that many, sad to say. But I'm thankful for the ones there are. But they're in the minority, just like the rest of America leaders. They're a small minority, but it's in the Bible. See, we can't say, well, you never warned me, Lord. Well, this podcast, I guess, goes all over the world, and David Till preaches the very same doctrine that I am. In fact, I was amazed when I was sitting in his big tent with thousands of people down in Texas, and he preached this. I thought I was the only one. Well, there's a lot more. But I didn't know it. And David Till preaches exactly what I'm saying, neighbor. He even said that first beast was communism. I like to fell off my chair. I didn't know anybody knew that. Jesus revealed it to me. And then I heard Till say that. David Till, a prophetically gifted man of God, maybe the most gifted since Adam on visions and miracles and signs and wonders. The Lord used him to create missing feet, missing arms, missing legs, and whatever, whole sets of teeth, and blind, and thousands, and his crowds run up to 500,000, and him and his preachers, and he had at one time, many, many, many years ago, I read he had 1,000 churches that were in a fellowship with him, non-denominational, a fullness of the gospel type of churches. And that was a long time ago. I don't know how many he has now. But were like the meal that was hid in the sack, that the woman took the leaven and hid it in a sack of meal. And it leavened the whole lump. And so it will be that this gospel shall be preached in all the world before the end comes. And it's in the process. Men like Brother Emmanuel and others are preaching it. And little old Daniel, but Brother Terrell preaches it worldwide, 160 countries, last I knew. And crowds, like I said, run in the hundreds of thousands up to 500,000 around the world. And him and his hundreds, I don't know how many, thousands or hundreds or whatever, ministers and his that fellowship with him, they preach it too. Because he's seen everything that I'm telling you in visions. He's seen the nuclear rockets coming and blowing up all the cities across the United States from coast to coast, Canada to Mexico. including Kansas City, Independence, and all of the big cities. He's seen it happen in his visions. Jesus took him out of his body and showed it to him. And one of his many, 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 many visions, and he has them almost daily now, but he fasts and prays, the most fast praying human I ever heard of. Pray 8 hours a day, he used to, and fast 40 days every year. Well, Daniel, little old Daniel's fasted 40 days once a year on water for many years, but don't anymore, but I used to. And we wanted to have the truth. We wanted to have the revelations. We wanted to be able to do the healings and miracles and help God's people and warn them of these things, so we would fast and pray. And we want you to get ready, neighbor. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready, because it's coming whether we're ready or not. You know, like the children would play kick the can, and one would hide his eyes and count to 40, and everybody would run and hide, and then he'd say, "Here I come, ready or not." Well, that's the way it is with God. The Lord will not delay his coming for the slothfulness of man. I don't know when. Nobody knows when anybody sets a date on the coming of the Lord. They're making a big mistake, because Jesus said nobody but the Father knows. But we know the signs are all around us. Israel became a state in 1948, May of 1948. And I think it was May 14, but when it was in May, I know that. And that was one of the greatest signs, that he said he would gather the Jewish people back to their homeland, and he has. And it's there now, and they're there now. So that is one of the signs of the end time, amongst many others. And then these scriptures that I've read in Revelation 13, setting it up for the beast to come, the Antichrist, and it'll be just like that. And he'll be able to rule the world for a short time. Now, that'll actually be 3.5 years, just like the Bible says. He will rule for 3.5 years. But this is the time we're living in, neighbor. It's time to get ready. It's time to seek the Lord. If you're not a Christian, repent of your sins and ask Jesus to forgive you. I don't care if you killed your baby. It's really murder. But if you killed your baby, God will forgive you. And if you have given yourself to strange flesh and become a homosexual and repent, he'll forgive you. And it doesn't matter what you've done, he'll forgive you. If you're on death row, he'll forgive you if you repent. But you must repent. We all have to repent and have faith in God and deny self to be saved. Jesus said, "You can't be my follower. You can't be a Christian." And Matthew 16:24, except you deny self. That's the heart of his gospel, is self-denial. He taught it in parables all the way through the four gospels. And then he said it plainly over and over and over. I'm just not quoting all the times he said it, because he said it so many times. But he said we have to deny self. That's the other, it's like a three-legged stool. It's repent, believe, and deny self to be saved. And of course, obey the gospel and repent and be baptized and receive the Holy Spirit and believe in the Lord and follow the Lord. Neighbor, let's pray for one another. Be kind to each other and help one another. Help the poor. You see a fellow with a sign and he wants a little help, give him some. They say, "Oh, he'll just spend it on dope." Not necessarily. That's not for you to decide. I know they do spend it sometimes on dope, but that's not for you to decide. Help the poor, neighbor, when you get a chance. Have mercy, people, have mercy. Jesus loves you. He wants you to be saved. He don't want you to be lost. give your heart, give your life, and serve him. And if you mess up, repent, and he'll take you back. And if you sin or do something wrong and you realize it, repent, and he'll take you back. Jesus loves you, neighbor. Oh, I love you too. That's why I've dedicated my life 58 years doing missionary work overseas in Mexico and the dear, humble Indians on the reservations coast to coast, Canada, Mexico. And now the last 15 years, my mission field is Central America, Honduras. And I love you, but Jesus loves you infinitely more. And the Father loves you and wants you to be saved. He don't want you to go to hell, neighbor. Hell's real, just as real as heaven is. But he wants you to go to heaven. We're going to cut it off now. And if you got a comment or a question, call in, and Brother Emmanuel will take it. God bless you. I love you. Jesus loves you. And we'll turn it back to Brother Honduras. Brother Emmanuel now. And thank you,
Amen.
Brother Emmanuel, for this opportunity.
Oh, no problem. Thank you. Thank you so much, brother. I appreciate it. God bless you. We're going to go ahead and end the broadcast because we have another broadcast coming up in a little bit. But I just want to thank all the people who decided to join us for tonight. I know that it was a little bit later than usual. We come on at 4 p.m., but today we came on at 5, and it was such a blessing. And I thank you for joining us. Be sure to tune in at 7 p.m. when we come back for Monday night open line where we allow the listeners to call in and discuss the topic of the day. And tonight's topic is going to be on the mass shootings that have been taking place around the country. So the question has been asked, why is God allowing mass shootings? And so that's what we're going to discuss tonight. If you can join us at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, that would be great. Call in 323-870-3403 tonight at 7 p.m. if you have a question, comment, or a prayer request in regards to the topic or just in general. We love you. We thank God for you. May God bless you. May God keep you. And may God go with you. In Jesus' name. God bless you, Brother Daniel. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Brother Emmanuel. We love you in the Lord.
Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Give me you.